Coming to you live from the west side of the I Street Bridge, it's The Nate Darling Show.
Call me sir, goddammit.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, trust him, he's a professional.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Here's Nate.
Oh, by the way, the major announcement I've been hinting at on social media, we've done away with the radio-friendly episodes of the show.
Yay!
All right.
If you couldn't tell.
Yeah.
So back to what made us everybody's favorite podcast, and by everybody, I mean the people who listen. So show us how much you love all of the cursing and uncensored talk by supporting the show in one of the few ways you can. I mean, you can go to iTunes and give us ratings if you like, but the way we really love it is if you do your Amazon shopping through the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.
I wish there was like a way to rate podcasts on Android devices. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
That's ridiculous, right? Like there's iTunes, but they don't have that for Android.
Yeah,
well, Google, get on it.
Get on it, Google. Well, Google released the new Google Earth today for Android. Ooh. And Google Chrome.
Awesome.
And it includes 3D.
Ooh,
it's very cool. So if you have an Android device, or if you don't, just go to your laptop and open up Google Earth with Chrome and just fuck around with it, because it's really cool.
I do that on my Xbox when I get home.
It's coming soon to iOS, so looking forward to that. Yeah, so go ahead and do your shopping there. By the way, the website now, since you brought up Android, there is a button. A button on the top left of the website now that you can click on to be able to subscribe on your Android device. It'll bring you to an Android subscribe page. If you don't have a podcast player, there's a bunch of them there that you can download to your device. It's a very cool thing. That link has been built into the posts for a few months now, but I put a button right on the website now. So super easy. And as always, you can find us on iTunes and natedarlingshow.com. You found us because you're listening.
Yes.
Exactly.
So that's the big announcement. Before we move forward, let's start with you, Jason. How was your week?
My week was, listen, all my weeks consist of right now. It's pretty much poopy diapers.
Sure.
And trying to fit in some video games. Like, it's like the eternal quest of, like, can I get an hour of time where I can just play a video game? And that's pretty much how I'm living my life, bro. That I did a show on Saturday night. I did some improv. Which was nice. And then Easter, had a good time with the family. Like, had the whole family together, which was kind of neat.
Nice.
Well, not the whole family, but there's some people not there. My sister wasn't there, but, like, my mom and my stepdad were in the same room. Like, that's a fucking achievement.
sounds like it. Yeah. Before we get to Kareem, I will talk about my Easter very briefly. We went to Cash Creek Casino.
All right.
And I went with Leslie and her dad, and we went out there, and we had a lovely buffet. Prime rib. Here's what I'm eating. Now, guess what time period I'm in. I was having prime rib, a baked potato, and black coffee.
1968.
Right?
That was 55.
I looked down. I'm like, damn, that's some Mad Men shit rolling out in here.
Yeah.
And then I went out on the casino floor and lost a bunch of money.
Well, you know.
You know the real maddening thing? At one point, I was up $60.
Oh, isn't that the worst?
And I did not do what I should do and I normally do, which is when I'm up like that, I cash out.
Yep.
Put aside all the regular money.
Yep.
And then I take the money that I have won and gamble with that until it is gone.
Smart playing.
That is not what I did on Easter.
Oops.
So I'm going to have to wait another couple weeks before I get that unlimited subscription to Tunnel Bear.
You didn't go to the ATM machine, did you?
You know what I did, and here's why.
Oh, yeah.
here's why we went to the ATM machine. If you'll recall, we won money when we went up to Wind River Casino and we played the Newlywed Game with Eric Estrada.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So that needs to be offset with losses at the casino. So we are we will go when we go to the casino, we go to the ATM there. Yeah, it costs $3. Big deal. It's the least of our losses. But you keep the receipts, and then that goes against what we won. So at the end of the year, hopefully, yeah, hopefully we lose a bunch of money. No, but at the very least, we should have something to offset that in terms of gambling wins and losses. So that's why got money at the ATM at the casino.
Gotcha.
But the food, the buffet was really good because, it, I mean, it was Easter. And yeah, it was one of those things. Too. By the way, a buffet at a casino is usually pretty damn good. Usually.
Yeah.
I was at work last week and on Studio 40 Live, which is, and I don't normally plug stuff at work, but on Fox 40, we have a show at noon. It's where clients can come in and they can buy a segment on the show and they show off their goods.
Mm.
Last week, Jackson Rancheria came in and they brought.
They love spending money too.
Fred Flintstone size beef ribs, amongst other things.
Oh, wow.
And it was a day I did not bring my lunch, and I'm like, oh my God, there's going to be ribs. It was fantastic. So that was pretty much my Easter. Then put Leslie on a plane, drove her to the airport at 4:45 Monday morning.
Ouch.
Ow.
Yeah, that's a rough one. Kareem, I know you went back to North Carolina. How did your week go?
It was bittersweet. We buried my aunt on Saturday. So that was a bitter part. The sweet part was nobody acted real crazy.
Always a bonus.
Yes. So people who have been acting like assholes weren't acting like assholes. They actually acted like people.
Oh, good.
Yes, so that was a pleasant surprise. So did a lot of driving.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay.
Because I have a lot of family.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When you move away from somewhere and you go back, there's usually the whole, oh, I have to go visit so-and-so.
Yeah, by itinerary.
Because God forbid they all gather in one place to see you.
Exactly. And they don't get that for some reason.
No, they don't. They're just living there. They're like, well, you're home. This is your vacation. We're living our lives. Why don't you come around? And you're like, no, you don't understand.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the times, too, though, they just want you to see what they got. Like how bad it is or how good it is. They want to be able to show. They want to be able to show out a little bit. Like, hey, you know, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah. So, but I went to like 1, 2, 3 barbecues on Easter Sunday.
Oh wow.
Were you full?
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, I was full. And then all the food we had at the funeral, like so. So there was a little bit of a hiccup, but we ended up having dinner at which. Benefited me because they never eaten at two places.
Okay.
So that was good. Only and then the flight back, I got to sit next to the chubby guy who was fidgety.
Oh, that's the best.
Oh, my God.
That's the best. Were you in the middle seat?
And I was in the middle seat.
Yes!
No. And then he was eating beef jerky.
Oh, no. No. No, no, no. Don't bring your stinky food on the plane.
And then somebody else was farting. I don't know if it was
dude. Everybody, it's on a plane. Everybody's farting.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the beef jerky or, but yeah, and he's watching baseball, clapping, and I'm like, dude, I sleep on the plane. You are doing too much.
You didn't have your headphones in.
It doesn't matter, dude. If there's a big person next to you that's touching you, there's no way your headphones.
Well, you should have seen the way he looked at me when he said, yeah. "Tubby." Like, he looked right at me with like. No. He was like upset with me, like it was me.
He was trying to stay in his seat because he had kept his arm like this, but no,
it's next to impossible.
Yeah,
you know, I'll speak for guys who are a little bigger. It's next to impossible to stay out of somebody else's space.
Yeah,
and you can try, but you got to go somewhere, and sometimes that's the aisle.
Yeah,
but when they're walking down the aisle all the time, you can't do that. But it's one of those weird. Weird things.
Really so. Funny thing I found was that now the United has put the overcrowded, it's like in big print now.
Oh, yeah.
I posted a picture if you guys
I did see that.
So yeah, it's like in big print, like right at the gate, so you see exactly what's going on.
Well, you brought up United Airlines. They debuted a new commercial on Jimmy Kimmel Live last week.
We're United Airlines. You do what we say, when we say, and there won't be a problem. Capiche? If we say you fly, you fly. If not, tough. Give us a problem, and we'll drag your ass off the plane. We'll beat you so badly, you'll be using your own face as a flotation device. United Airlines. You.
Now, when you were gone, Kareem, last week, we did talk about the United Airlines dragging of Dr. David Dow off the plane. And as Jason and I discussed, the more we find out about this guy, the less we like him.
Yeah. Even more so, like.
Yeah. Now there was a lot of, he's got a lawyer now and he is going to sue. Shocking. there were a lot of headlines about his lawyer comparing him, calling him the Asian Rosa Parks. That's not exactly what happened.
No.
Because I saw the headline and he said, somebody sent me a message saying that he is the Asian Rosa Parks. And his lawyer even said, no, I don't believe that. This wasn't racial. This had nothing. There's nothing even remotely like Rosa Parks. So,
yeah.
that guy should be the new the chief, like the guy that speaks for the president.
And that was the thing my mom said on my way out. She was like, don't let me see you on the news, them dragging you off the plane. And I told her, I said, hey, if you see them dragging me off the plane on the news,
we're rich.
You should be thinking, I'm getting a new house.
you're doing the Chappelle thing. I'm rich, bitch.
Exactly.
The CEO of United is taking a much more apologetic stance. Now, he's issued many statements, but finally saying the truly horrific event that occurred on the flight has elicited many responses from all of us. Outrage, anger, disappointment. I share all those sentiments. And then he apologized, which, yeah, that's going to be a thing. So they have a whole bunch of new policies in place as well, including... the new flight crew has to be there at least 60 minutes before the doors close on the plane to bump anybody off the plane. Once you're sitting on the plane there, they can't throw you off to make room for another crew, for an employee. They can still throw you off if you're being a dick. So yeah. don't go ahead and do that. so that's all things. As Kareem said, there's a lot of new signage up with United.
Yeah. So it's like I said, it's like at the gate, it's like big signage to let you know that if you were, if it's overbooked, you might be in trouble.
Now, if you thought that was the end for United, no, it was not. After spending 2 weeks on vacation in Mexico, Richard and Linda Bell were on a United flight home from Houston to Calgary, and they thought their adventure was over. That was until a scorpion fell from an overhead compartment and onto Richard.
Man.
On a United flight, they didn't immediately recognize the 1.5-inch animal until a passenger sitting next to them pointed out that this was probably a scorpion. He took the scorpion from his hair, dropped it onto his tray. When he picked it up again, it stung him. Said it felt like a wasp sting. Another passenger took the scorpion, stomped it on the ground, and then threw the remains in the toilet. Burial in the air, my friend. When they landed in Calgary, the emergency personnel came on board to examine him. He showed no signs of distress and declined medical attention. So it sounds way worse than it is.
And then he died 2 days later.
He died 2 days later because it's cold in Calgary.
I'm glad that they said stung in the story.
Right.
And they didn't, because like the headline that's in the ULR or URL is scorpion bites passenger on plane.
Right.
And I was like, it couldn't bite him. It had to sting. It's a stinger on the end.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Yes. Thanks for noticing, Jason.
Well, no. I just,
that's, you know what I say.
Oh, good for you.
Thanks for noticing. Thanks for pointing out. It's important to our listeners.
It is. Listen.
It's not because they didn't. Our listeners can't read that.
No.
Only you can.
Well, no, but I see. But then I talked about it. So then it's a thing. You know?
Okay.
I brought it to life and then I destroyed it.
There's only a few things you can do. Why don't you stick to preventing forest fires? Welcome back to the old show, everybody. The ball busting is full effect. Oh, Kareem's got a call coming in. Is it somebody important?
It's a work call.
Oh, you better go take that. I'm going to turn your microphone off while you go do that. Meanwhile, it was a bad week at the White House, where Sean Spicer had to formally apologize for his comments comparing Hitler to Bashar al-Assad. He told CNN I mistakenly used an inappropriate and insensitive reference to the Holocaust. Let's see if we can find. Oh yeah, let's listen to him apologize now.
I was obviously trying to make a point about the heinous acts that Assad had made against his own people last week, using chemical weapons and gas. And frankly, I mistakenly used an inappropriate and insensitive reference to the Holocaust, for which, frankly, there is no comparison. And for that, I apologize. It was a mistake to do that. And you know, I appreciate Director Panetta's comments, and we'll keep those in mind. Anyone who was offended by those comments, it's not, as I said, I'm not. You know, in any way standing by them. I was trying to draw a comparison for which there shouldn't have been one. It was insensitive and inappropriate. So I'm not looking to quantify this in any way. It was an attempt to talk about, I should have stayed focused on the Assad regime and the dangers that they have brought to their own people and the terrible atrocities they did. And to drag any other comparison into this was not appropriate.
I mean, even Hitler didn't backpedal on an apology like that.
Like that was like, like I was like, that guy did not go to the Nate Darling School of Broadcasting.
He did not. He has a resume that includes White House Easter Bunny. Now the Anne Frank Center was not very forgiving. They say that Sean Spicer should be fired for that. The executive director said it is, quote, the most evil slur upon a group of people we have ever heard from a White House press secretary. He also called for Spicer's immediate termination. Yeah, because you don't normally get the White House press secretary with a bunch of slurs. It's pretty uncommon. So anyway, he's apologized and it's Donald Trump. So nothing happened.
Exactly.
Absolutely nothing happened. But at least he apologized. I think he was really sincere in his apology. It was just one of those things where he was trying to make up for something and he just got caught up in his own bullshit, and instead of stopping and taking a breath and going, oh my God, what are you doing? He just kept saying stupid shit.
He had diarrhea of the mouth.
Oh my God. If you ever find yourself where your brain goes, what the fuck are you saying? Pause. Say, I'm really sorry. I got off on a tangent and I apologize. I really don't know what happened. And then go, let me get back to where I was, and then restart.
Or even just like look at the shame, feel it and feel the shame that you should feel right then for having that diarrhea of the mouth, you know, and just like maybe just give that look of, I'm sorry, and then turn and walk away. Like just, I'm sorry. I apologize for what I said.
Right.
It was wrong. I'm truly sorry.
That's really all you needed. That you don't need more than that. I shouldn't have. I don't know. It was the worst thing ever. I shouldn't have said it. I'm not quantifying it. You know, I killed three people, but, you know, these people killed 12 and... No, stop talking. No. Stop talking, you boob.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there was the activist group Rise and Resist gathered for a sit-in at Trump Tower in New York City last Thursday, making it the third time in a week protests have hit the Fifth Avenue high-rise. During the past few days of last week, protesters banded together to voice their opinions on immigrant workers' rights and the Syrian missile strike. That's not to count all of the tax day protests that we've been seeing lately, because he's not releasing his taxes. Because what are you going to do? Here's some of the protests. It's just a loud, noisy din. What do you expect? It's a protest.
Yeah.
Unless you're in Berkeley, where someone's getting punched in the head, whether they deserve it or not.
They didn't even see it coming.
No. That's a lot of what happens with those things. Meanwhile, speaking of the president, Secret Service has reportedly spent already $35,185 on golf cart rentals to protect President Trump. We are less than 100 days into this administration with a president who did nothing but criticize Obama for playing golf. Obama went and played golf, what, 3 times a year?
Yeah.
Maybe? Anyway, there's also a website where you can check to see if Trump's at Mar-a-Lago. Someone posted that on Facebook. I said, is it Friday afternoon through Sunday? Because if it is, motherfucker's there.
Yeah.
Because that's where he's. So here's the rub on that. If he, this $35,185 in golf cart rentals, if that number is accurate, and this is from Law News by Dan Abrams, so maybe it is, maybe it is. I don't know. That money all goes into the Trump pockets.
Yes.
It all goes into the Trump pockets. So the taxpayers get billed for doing that.
Yep.
And it goes back into his fucking pockets.
Every time he goes to Mar-a-Lago, all that money that the government pays is going into his pockets.
But no, guys, come on. Like, you have to remember, all right? You just have to remember that, you know, he's the president. And also, you know, he didn't take his paycheck. You know, his first paycheck, he gave that to the National Park Service.
Sure, right after cutting all of their funding.
I wonder, like, if he, like, this is all against, like, this, like, if he's just, like, really upset, like, he hates the National Park Service because they wouldn't sell a piece of land to him. So he's just, like, and that's just, like, all these, this is all a bunch of little vendors.
Who knows?
Yeah,
well. Who knows? But he, like a lot of things we're finding out, he promised on the campaign trail he'd be too busy to golf when he was president. Not true at all.
All he does.
That is literally all he does. He goes to Mar-a-Lago. He was talking about the Syrian airstrikes. And if you saw the clip of him on Fox News, I'm not going to play it because, or Fox Business, sorry. I'm not going to play it because it's stupid. He starts this clip talking about the great chocolate cake at Mar-a-Lago as he and the Chinese president are dining and there's airstrikes going on.
Yeah.
In Syria. I mean, granted, wouldn't expect him to be in a war room because why? But to talk about the chocolate cake at Mar-a-Lago is just crazy, especially since they've had a ton of state restaurant inspectors nail them for violations. 13 of them at the kitchen at the club, by the way, according to recent published reports. That is a record for an institution that charges $200,000 a year in initiation fees. By the way, their initiation fees, I believe, more than doubled when he ran for president.
Yes.
Another way he is profiting off of being president. By the way, you get to profit off being president when you're done being president. That's what speaking engagements, Bill Clinton, and book deals are for.
Exactly.
Anyway, here's some of the things at Mar-a-Lago. Fish designed to be served raw or undercooked had not undergone proper parasite destruction. Kitchen staffers were ordered to cook the fish immediately or throw it out. In two of the club's coolers, inspectors found that raw meats that should be stored at 41 degrees were much too warm and potentially dangerous. For instance, chicken, one of the deadliest of the meats, was at 49 degrees. Duck clocked in at 50. Raw beef also 50 degrees. In the winter, that's right, ham. Ham came in at 57 degrees in the cooler.
What?
Exactly. 57 degrees on the ham in the cooler. The club was cited for not maintaining the coolers in proper working order, ordered to have them emptied immediately and repaired. Note that three of the violations were high priority, meaning they could allow the presence of illness-causing bacteria on plates served in the dining room. However, the kitchen did meet minimum standards and is therefore allowed to stay open.
Oh, yeah, so it just got to be.
You're bringing foreign leaders there! You're bringing foreign leaders there and serving them food. Your 57-degree ham. Now, I know the Prime Minister of Israel is not going to eat the 57-degree ham, but come on.
Somebody get a real bad case of the crepes.
Now you know why the motherfucker orders his steaks well done, because he knows how shitty his restaurants are.
Oh, man.
Seriously.
That might be it. That might be like you might have said, listen, sir, you only want to have these steaks burnt.
I guarantee you he ate in one of his restaurants once, got the shits, and said no more. No more. Cook it till it's tough as shoe leather.
I'd rather eat at KFC than my own restaurant.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Oh, by the way, this.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Julie.
Huh?
Julie.
Huh? Guess what day it is?
Julie.
Huh?
Julie.
Huh? Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is? Anybody? Anybody?
Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is? Anybody? Anybody? Mike.
Huh?
What day is it, Mike?
Huh?
Huh?
Huh? Mike.
Huh?
What day is it, Mike?
Huh? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
Leslie, guess what today is?
What?
It's hump day.
Hump day?
It's hump day.
Hump day?
Bringing back that classic remix of the old Geico ad. The camel. So we're bringing back a lot of things. Bringing back a lot of things from when the podcast was a lot more freewheeling. So, but we are keeping some of your new favorites.
And now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
Yeah.
All right.
Jason, anything bugging you?
Oh, man. Freaking everything's bugging me.
Well, sure. You're trying to find an hour to play video games.
you know, this is... I will say that my grievances with myself this time.
Sure.
And the grievances for last week, I made some comments and like I kind of disparaged somebody's religious beliefs and praying and stuff like that. And you know, who am I to judge? And that was really not necessarily the best.
You're a guy on a podcast. That's what we do.
Yeah, I know. But I was thinking about it and. That's the type of guy. That's like the ridiculous person that I am. Is that I go home and I think of stupid. Like I said it on a podcast where we talk about absurd things and like you know like it's ridiculous. So I should be able to despair. But then I was like you know man, that what you know who am I to say something about her religious beliefs and you know that's not what I want to be.
How punched out am I? I have no idea what he's talking about.
I was gonna say who did you disparage?
No, this woman that was, that said that she prayed and like a 24-hour fitness or fitness center opened.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I made fun of her.
That's for, right.
Like,
I remember.
Because she prayed. So she prayed and like, well, oh my, but like she said about 2 weeks beforehand, I just started thinking, like, I saw a commercial and I was like, I prayed that one would open up by me. And then wouldn't you know it, one opened up by me. You know, God had a plan.
She's not smart enough to put one and one together.
The commercial
so she assumed that it was God.
Yes.
Right. That happens a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like I that's because I but I mean and while it's a ridiculous thing to pray for him to happen and like that's like I would think that those types of thoughts should be saved for more you know.
Well, especially once you see an ad on TV.
Yeah, I know, but who am I? Like,
I really hope a KFC is open. There is one. Ooh, I hope there's a McDonald's nearby. Yes, there's three.
I really wish there was a Starbucks right by me.
I know. If only there were a place in Sacramento where I could get coffee.
Yeah. You know what I really like? A place that has coffee that's like, you know, that they really care about it. You know, like they really think that it's special. You know,
I'm going to pray to God that a craft brewery opens up somewhere near me.
You should have bought some stock in that one that guy had to sell.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right, Kareem, anything been chewing at your ass lately?
Give me a second. I'm going to let you air yours and then come back to me.
You know, I'm mad at myself as well, Jason.
Really?
Yeah, because I didn't follow my own advice at the casino. Yeah, and I'm kicking myself the whole time, and I don't even want to look at the balance on my checking account because I know it's going to be less by a certain amount, and I'm like, God damn it, you stupid son of a bitch.
You have to wait until after you get paid the next time so it doesn't seem so bad?
Well, no, look, a good portion of my paycheck goes to the wife to pay bills.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's where the biggest chunk goes, right off the top, right. And she takes care of the bills, and that's fantastic. But it's just irritating to me.
Yeah, I get it.
Because I know better. But do I know better? No. I should just be praying for a fucking fitness center to open up near me after I see a commercial. Because clearly, I'm an idiot. Kareem?
Oh, man. My grievance is...
that guy sitting next to you on the plane.
That guy sitting next to me on the plane. And people who are too fucking stupid. I hope I never get so arrogant that I cannot take the counsel of other people.
Yes.
Especially other people who've been through things that I'm dealing with.
Right.
And not just kind of offhand be so into what I think's going on that I can't at least see a little bit of what they're give some credence to what they're saying.
Right.
That is my gripe for the week.
Well, that explains one of your Facebook posts.
Look, my Facebook posts are for everybody.
I understand
it's for
that.
Different people, whoever's having to deal with whatever issue they are dealing with at that point in time.
No, I know, but it does give me context.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. But this that context has nothing to do with this one.
No.
This was something that happened over the weekend.
There we go. Yeah. So that's the airing of the grievances. We're going to do that more often now. Probably... maybe not every show, but most every show we'll drop them in, but they'll probably be a little quicker. So, like I said, we'll keep some of the stuff you love and bring back some old stuff. Hey, speaking of bringing back some old stuff, 50 Cent punched somebody.
That's good.
He punched a woman square in the chest.
A woman?
Yeah, it was a woman. He was doing a show, and he reached out to like shake hands and she wouldn't let go of him. Like she was pulling him off the stage. So he pulled back with his left hand and punched her in the titty.
Oh, man.
Now, at a certain point in the show after that, she seemed apologetic. He even invited her up on stage and she was dancing behind him. So everything's forgiven, right? She has got a lawyer now. Her name's Danetta Durr. She's going to be suing Fitty next week. She's also going to sue the Lox who Fitty performed with and the venue, the Baltimore Soundstage. TMZ broke the story originally, was performing, woman grabbed his arm, pulled him off stage. Yeah, later she went on stage and twerked. By the way,
you ain't getting shit.
Well, yeah, and the lawyer called 50's conduct cowardly. Really? He's getting pulled off a stage. He could have punched her and broken her orbital socket. He hit her in the titty.
Exactly.
I mean, you don't want to hit a woman. You don't really want to hit anybody. But when someone's yanking you off a stage, I think you have every right.
That's called self-defense.
Yes, it sure is. It sure is. And he just had the restraint to punch her in the titty.
Exactly.
There's a phrase you won't hear every day. Restraint to punch her in the titty. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
So Burger King decided to... get on the cutting edge of stuff and put out an ad that would trigger people's Google Home devices, asking it to read out ingredients from Wikipedia.
I hate it when that shit happens.
Oh, people got annoyed with it. Now, I get a little bit because I've got an Amazon Echo. By the way, the shop Amazon, have it, NateDarlingShow.com. Now, when you want to activate that, you say, Alexa, there is a woman who wrestles for WWE. Her name is Alexa Bliss. When they mention her name on TV, or she mentions her name in the third person, it activates the Amazon Echo because it's loud and clear enough to trigger that. So that's all you need to know about that.
Okay, I fell asleep on the couch one night, and a commercial came on, and it said it. And the fucking radio started playing on it and scared the shit out of me.
Right.
At like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, man. Yeah. My Google has gone off a couple of times. And my Hey Cortana also, but.
You know what doesn't go off? My Hey Siri, because Siri fucking hates me.
Siri hates everybody.
Oh, so hate it. But here's a little taste of what it sounded like.
Second Burger King ad, which is unfortunately not enough time to explain all the fresh ingredients in the Whopper sandwich. But I got an idea. Okay, Google, what is the Whopper burger?
And then it triggers the devices. But people keep changing the Whopper Wikipedia page.
According to Wikipedia, the Whopper is a burger consisting of a flame-grilled patty made with 100% medium-sized child with no preservatives or fillers, topped with sliced tomatoes, onions, lettuce, cyanide, pickles, ketchup, and mayonnaise, served on a sesame seed bun.
Burger King later corrected the page, but then someone went back and edited it. The Whopper is the worst hamburger product sold by the international fast food restaurant chain, Burger King. Google has since stopped the ad from triggering a response from their devices.
Okay, Google, what is the Whopper burger?
So there you go. The Whopper burger is something that has backfired.
That's what happens when you eat one, for sure.
So
you can definitely backfire.
So someone tweeted, at Burger King, nice 15-second ad. How about you not trigger my Google Home? You're likely going to have this backfire. Waiting on Wiki edit soon. And it came. Dumbass.
Was that like one of the most brilliant advertising pieces ever, because everybody's just talking about that now in the news for that how many days?
Well, the problem is, hold on, I have to respond, recording.
Because I love, you know, sometimes you feel like a Whopper, and sometimes you feel like a Quarter Pounder or a Grand Mac, you know, or sometimes...
A Grand Mac.
Sometimes you feel like it.
That's the double, that's like the big...
I say I would be requiring a Grand Mac this evening. It would make me feel very full if I ate it.
Oh my gosh.
I would like the Grand Mac.
The Grand Mac.
I would prefer the Grand Mac. We went to the Porch on Saturday for brunch. And if you're not familiar, the Porch has like Southern style food here in Sacramento. So we go in and we sit down, and I did not carry this on through ordering because that would have made me a dick. When we walk into the Porch, I go, you know, I think I will have myself some chicken and waffles this morning. What will you be having? Will you be having a side of the Gouda grits?
That's how you ordered?
It is not how I ordered, because that would have been incredibly dickish.
Oh, okay.
I was just talking to Leslie beforehand. You know, and it's, here's the thing. I guarantee you, whatever waiter has heard some asshole do that multiple times, it's never going to be funny for them. It's
probably never going to be funny
for
them.
So I do not do that to them.
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
Ah, new elements.
Ooh.
New British lady. A Florida man decided to try a chicken and vodka dinner. The only problem was that the food and alcohol weren't his. According to the Gainesville Sun, Ronald Gregory Wesley of Archer allegedly broke into a woman's home after she went to work on Thursday. The woman returned to her home to find him frying chicken that had been in her refrigerator and drinking her vodka.
No, he wasn't drinking her vodka, too.
He sure was. He has two prior theft convictions. He was arrested, charged with burglary, and taken to the county jail.
Is it burglary if you're just there hanging out? Like,
well, he was eating her chicken and drinking her vodka.
I mean, you know.
Also in Florida, Chris Brown had a nightclub appearance. And this is going to shock you. Hold on. It turned into an all-out brawl when he got into it with a photographer. That's what the club owner is claiming. He was at Aja Channelside in Tampa for a paid appearance. Management says their in-house photographer was snapping pics when Chris and his entourage arrived around 1:30 a.m. Isn't that when they should be closing? His team shut him down.
East Coast, they don't start until 1 o'clock.
Chris's team shut him down, saying no photos. Later, while Chris was in the DJ booth, the photographer said to TMZ that he was taking crowd shots from behind Chris when the singer noticed, and then all hell broke loose. The photo says Chris jumped over a couch, punched him in the face while he was cornered. In the video, Chris is in red, the bodyguard wearing yellow, and you can see punches thrown into a dark corner. Police were apparently called, but Chris had left by the time they arrived. What? The photog says his lip got split open and his jaw hurts. He's on his way to the hospital, and he is going to be pressing charges. The update on the story, Tampa cops confirmed they are investigating Chris for battery. That's not the Chris Brown we know.
Oh, poor baby.
The Chris Brown we know punches women in a car.
He got pushed in his mouth.
Are you taking Chris Brown's side?
I'm not really taking anybody's side. I don't give a shit. That's what you get for being a paparazzi.
He's not. He's the club photographer.
That's what.
That's not said. That's not a paparazzi.
That's what he says.
That's what the club owner says.
That's what the club owner says.
And by the
he
way,
he doesn't want to pay Chris Brown his appearance fee.
Oh well, maybe, or maybe Chris Brown is just a violent dick who enjoys punching people.
That could be
with
it too.
With anger management.
That could be it too.
Chris Brown might have anger management issues. Who knew? In unjust news now, there was an 88-year-old Walmart greeter. He got fired. Why, you ask? Did he allow a shoplifter to escape on his watch? No. He allowed a wild turkey to enter the store.
Jason, I told you about going to the store without your folks.
Starts and he goes back and he walks out.
Bob Tallinger explains the moment this wild turkey walked right past him at the Waukesha Walmart. In his 8 years as a greeter at the store, he'd never seen anything like it. Then he was fired.
I said, what for? Well, you should have helped get that turkey out of here.
The 88-year-old was told he should have alerted a manager about the turkey in the store.
And he was hired to be a greeter, and that's what he did. He never saw a book of rules that says if a wild turkey comes in here, you better run and get management.
We walked into the Walmart to get some answers.
I'm with Channel 12 News. We're trying to figure out why Bob Tallinger was fired from his position as a greeter.
I'm not the best person to answer that.
Janet says her husband's termination is unfair.
Granted, he's gotten older, and granted, he's lost a little memory. But nevertheless, that hasn't prevented him from being an excellent greeter.
Janet says Bob is the most popular person at the Waukesha Walmart and loved working
High
as
bar.
A greeter. What he'll miss most?
People. I get a lot of people. There's a lot of people I know.
Now, we did reach out to corporate headquarters about Bob's termination. They sent us a statement that says, quote, "We appreciate the public's concern and take this situation seriously. While we will not comment on HR matters, we can confirm Mr. Tallinger is no longer with the company." Now, several of Bob's coworkers called me tonight very upset about what happened to him. They say management here was wrong in this case and he should be back here as a greeter. We're live in Waukesha tonight. Christina Palladino, WISN 12 News.
That's only on WISN, by the way. I want to give them full credit for the story.
Somebody wanted to fire that old dude and found an excuse.
And then I asked, what for?
You're going to hell for this. Poor man's 88.
Man, no.
He's more lucid than you were at 28.
No, without a
Now,
doubt.
To be fair, you were hot. Yes. But
what is he supposed to do? How, right? No, he can't chase the turkey.
Well, no,
right?
Not only that, like, come on.
Who's going to greet people if he goes to chase the turkey?
And like, the turkey, like, come on. Like, this guy's 88 years old. Let him finish out his life, bro. Like, just, like, let him hang out, you know? Like, seriously, like, come on, guys. Like, that's ridiculous.
Let's do a quick bigger dick. Walmart or Chris Brown?
Walmart.
Yeah, it's Walmart. I mean, Walmart punches you right in the nads. I'm just greeting the turkey walks in. I don't know. So the best part of that story is his wife got all made up for the camera. She did her hair up and put on a lot of red lipstick. Oh. Not all in the right spots, mind you, but she put on red lipstick because the cameras were coming. I'm not making fun of the old lady.
No, it's...
I'm just observing what happened.
I was just like... I was laughing uncontrollably.
You were
during the whole thing.
You were. It's an unfortunate thing.
And the whole it's so sad. Like, it's like there's so many levels to it, and like the poor guy, like the way he's talking, it's just like he's like I asked him what for, and it's just so sad. You can hear the sadness in his voice.
Yeah, he got fired. He's probably never been fired in his life. He's 88, and that's going on his permanent record. How's he going to find another job now that he got fired? Reason for leaving last job, fired for allowing turkey rampage.
I was ready for like when he first said turkeys, like I could have thought that like he was talking about like those little turkeys, like, you know, like some guy, like some kids.
No, actual turkey.
No, it was actual turkeys.
Yeah. Good times. It was a good time. So, we'll see if Walmart, I'll try and keep an eye out on that story for you, but, who knows? Just Walmart kind of being dicks.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right. That ain't going anywhere. We're going to delve into small town news with the Press Republican and Speak Out, where people write into the paper anonymously to complain about stuff. It's like our airing of the grievances, but it's published in a paper. This country is supposed to be known as the land of milk and honey. Now we're known as the land of opioids. That's the first one. Hey, why doesn't the local VA have a picture of our president on the wall? They sure were quick to plaster the wall with the former president.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe because he can't be photographed. Because he has no soul. Hey, when companies announced a few low-paying jobs open, instead of making it a big story, why not ask why they're always looking for people and where their wages stand with the national average? People are leaving for better opportunity. They won't stay for $12 an hour. By the way, when I was living in Plattsburgh, New York, $12 an hour was pretty, pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
That was more than I made as a commercial producer. Like, a trained professional. I was making 10. Just saying. Mm-hmm. Hey, a few days ago, I stopped at the crosswalk at Panera and motioned a young woman to cross. Just as she got past my car, I heard a loud acceleration and a small white car sped past me, and I was sure she was going to hit the woman. She flailed her arms and slightly pushed herself back. The car just missed her by inches. It's bad enough many people don't honor crosswalks, but to pass a car that does and almost kill or maim someone and not even stop afterwards is criminal. Well, actually, it is, especially if you hit them.
Especially if you hit them.
Then it would totally be criminal.
I usually spit on those cars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's it's one of those things you almost have to you almost have to do. You know what? Let's get a little bit more music for small town news. I'll turn this down. Parking at a handicapped spot is one thing, but it is illegal to park in those very spots with someone else's hang tag. Seems like this is the trend, and the trend is out of control. Seems like the issued tag holder's picture and license or ID number should be displayed on it to prevent other able-bodied individuals from using tags illegally that are taking up spots from those who really need it.
And you know that they don't need it because...
Well...
I mean, like, that's one of those things that I hate, is when just because they see somebody get up and walk out of their handicapped placard vehicle.
Jason, it's Speak Out. You don't know.
Well, they didn't know either. They're exactly. Just an asshole. Exactly. That person was an asshole.
To be fair, they are doing handicapped tag stings around California, so.
Yeah, well, good.
It's happening. Hey, please be careful what you advocate and show support for. What you advocate in your own thinking of what you might think to be right in your own mind could come around to bite you in the end. That sounds like one of Kareem's Facebook posts.
That's right, Jason.
Hey, it's sad when people can post videos that show violence, such as the latest viral video of a sexual assault. What's even worse is how much skin parents allow children to show as young as teenagers. We as adults in this country need a lesson on self-control so we can teach our children the same values. Social media sites should moderate and monitor videos with approval before they are posted to the public to prevent such exploitation of victims.
I hope you enjoy Germany.
freedom isn't free.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say. Exactly. Hey, advice from the LA Times. Investigate, read, write, listen, speak, think. Be wary of those disparage the investigators, the readers, the writers, the listeners, the speakers and the thinkers. Be suspicious of those who confuse reality with reality TV and those who repeat falsehoods while insisting against all evidence that they're true. To defend freedom, demand fact. Mr. President. City fireman, maybe you should try and work on a volunteer company. You complain about your wages, which are well above the median shares and salaries in Clinton County. You get 4 days off a week and have other businesses. You're not lacking for anything. not often you hear people hating on the firemen.
Wow. I said it. He's double dipping.
Right?
You should hear my cousin go off on firemen.
Well, record it. We'll play it in the airing of the grievances. Hey, I want to warn people not to leave jewelry on patients in hospitals. To the thief who stole a ring from a deceased male patient on September 5th last year, I would like it returned. If anyone knows who did it, this is my email. And then they put their email down. I wish nothing but bad luck to that person. How can you stand yourself knowing you did it? God's commandment, thou shalt not steal, should worry you. I'm going to go ahead and agree with that one.
Who steals from a dead person?
Well, some asshole.
Some asshole.
And finally, saving the best for last, I just saw another pickup truck with those ridiculous testicles hanging off the back bumper. Compensating for something, buddy?
Yeah, I got saggy balls.
By the way, is look at this saggy. My balls are so saggy, my truck even has saggy balls. I'm not going to lie, I thought about actually getting a pair of those to put on my Honda Fit because I thought it would be hilarious.
I think that would be hilarious.
That would be hilarious.
Just put a nice big old set of red balls hanging off the back of my red Honda Fit.
Yeah, let's get them. I'll get them too.
Oh, yes. Kareem, would you like a pair for your car?
No.
You don't need another reason to be pulled over.
No.
Tinted windows, being black, testicles. They give you a ticket for indecent exposure.
They're not my testicles.
Yeah, it's not really mine. They're just fake. Sir, step out of the car. Sir, you're acting aggressively. Stop it.
Let me pop the truck real quick. Let me get my ball.
Maybe we're a little too close to home with these police brutality jokes.
Oh Lord.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry, police officers. We know you're not all bad.
You're not all bad.
But there's too many of you that are.
Yeah, especially the ones in Sacramento that punched a jaywalker.
To be fair, the dude did say, come and fight me like a man. Now, whatever happens to you after you tell someone, come and fight me like a man, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, I'm going to throw it out there. Maybe you had a lot of that coming to you. I do think, yes, the cop went overboard. But if you tell somebody to come fight me like a man, and then they whoop your ass, a little of that's on you.
A little bit, but he never threw a punch back. That's the other part.
Well, no, because he wasn't very good at it. No, and I'm not excusing any of the behavior. We covered this last week. No, not okay. But again, there's a part of me that goes, what are you doing? Why are you saying that to a cop? I'd never say that to a cop.
I'd never say that to a
cop. I would never say that to a cop.
Right.
But if you're going to do that, if you're going to go fight him like a man, then you can't arrest him afterwards.
that is
one
it,
or the other.
That's the line.
I don't know that it's a good idea to give him that option, though. There'd be a lot arrests are going down. Fighting him like a man, going up.
That's it.
That's all I'm saying. All right, well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show.
That was the white guy move.
Yeah.
We'll start shitting, no one and we'll call the police on you.
We're going to wrap it up now. So everybody have a great one. Back on Friday with another fresh, new, completely uncensored episode. God, it feels good to fucking swear whenever we fucking want. I don't have to edit this piece of shit. There you go.
Damn.
Booyah, motherfuckers. See you next time. Thanks for listening, and please support the show by shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.